Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the main evening news at 5 o'clock. In this bulletin, the state has recorded a deficit of 2.1 billion euro in the first 3 months of this year. Gardaí believe a weekend fire which destroyed two truck cabs in Newton Cunningham was started deliberately. Gardaí are also seeking to identify three people dressed in dark clothing seen fleeing a house in an estate in Lifford after a number of windows of a house were smashed. And retired health workers in Donegal say they will return to Manor Hamilton next week to protest at the fact that pensions rises, to which they have been entitled to since last year, have not been implemented. These stories in full plus more, and Kenny Harkin will be live at 5:15 with the latest in sport. Now, first in news, the state has recorded a deficit of 2.1 billion euro in the first 3 months of this year. The deficit was largely caused by the transfer of 4 billion euro to the National Reserve Fund in February. Maria Cleary reports.
Despite a deficit in the last quarter, the Exchequer has recorded a rolling annual surplus of 2.6 billion euro. Figures from the Department of Finance show almost 20 billion euro in tax was collected between January and March of this year. That is almost 15% higher than this time last year. The large tax receipts were largely driven by the money raised in corporation tax, which was up 40% on the same period last year. Total expenditure for the first quarter of 2023 amounted to 26.9 billion euro. That includes a 4 billion euro transfer to the National Reserve Fund in February.
Gardaí believe a weekend fire which destroyed two truck cabs in Newton Cunningham was started deliberately. The two cabs were destroyed in the blaze, which is reported to have been started between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. on Saturday in a yard in the main street. Garda Niall Maguire is urging anyone with information to get in contact.
Quite a serious one, monetary value in this one. On the 1st of April, between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m, it's not an April Fool's now, unfortunately. Shortly before 8 p.m, Garda received a report that two truck cabs were on fire at that location. The fire service attended the scene and were able to put the fires out. But unfortunately, the two lorry cabs were completely destroyed as a result of the fire. It is believed at this stage that it was started deliberately. So we ask anybody who travelled in that area at Main Street, Newton Cunningham, on Saturday the 1st of April between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m, please contact my colleagues in Letterkenny, 074 9167 100, or indeed the Garda Confidential Line, again 1-800-666-111. Just leave a message.
Gardaí are seeking to identify three people dressed in dark clothing seen fleeing a housing estate in Lifford after a number of windows of a house were smashed. On Tuesday night last, the residents of the property in Clonleigh Park heard a loud bang and subsequently discovered a rock had been thrown through an upstairs bedroom window. It further emerged that a pane of glass had been smashed in the downstairs living room window, four panes of glass were smashed in the downstairs bedroom window, and the rear windscreen of their car had also been smashed. Garda Niall Maguire is appealing to anyone with any information to come forward.
Clonleigh Park, a very worrying one for the occupants of a house on Tuesday the 28th of March at approximately 11:30 p.m. The residents, I'm not sure if they were in bed or not, but it was 11:30 p.m. They heard a loud bang and they realised that a rock had been thrown through the upstairs bedroom window. When they went downstairs, they realised that another pane of glass had been smashed in the downstairs living room window, and four panes of glass were smashed in another downstairs bedroom window. And also the rear windscreen of their car had also been smashed. So a very deliberate action here. Three people were seen leaving the estate at that time, and they were wearing dark clothes, and they were wearing gloves, and they had their heads covered. I'm not sure how, possibly with hoodies. These people were observed leaving the estate immediately after the incident. So if anybody knows who these people are, please contact my colleagues in Lifford, or again, they can contact the Garda Confidential Line.
Retired health workers in Donegal say they will return to Manor Hamilton next week to protest at the fact that pension rises, which they have been entitled to since last year, have not yet been implemented. A number went to the HSE headquarters this morning to highlight their plight, but they were told there was nobody available to meet them. Kieran Sheridan, head of SIPTU, says the last pay deal reached in the sector saw pay increased in three increments since February 2nd last year, and that should also be reflected in the pensions paid to the retired workers in the same sector. He told Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show that the delay is not acceptable, particularly at a time when people are facing sharp rises in the cost of living.
Members have expressed concerns about pension rises that they were owed going as far back as the 2nd of February 2022, and they haven't received them. And again, we're all aware of the cost of living crisis and the cost of energy and inflation, and we've even seen a figure of 13% for food inflation last week. Our pensioners are under pressure, and pensions would have been linked to pay rises. As pay progression proceeds to the public service, There's a set fee also goes to pensioners. So if I get 2% as a public servant, the pensioner also should get 2%. So in the last pay deal, 3% agreed from the 2nd of February, 1.5% from the 1st of October 2022, and 2% from the 1st of March just gone. And there's been no payment issued. They're basically saying they're looking after 44,000 retirees across the country, and they're to go through everyone on an individual basis. Like, this is shocking in the extreme, because we would have understood, you know, it's new with payroll systems and the massive capital investment into payroll structures and pensions. Okay, there is financial governance and proper audit, and once all those rules are met, you would think it would be a simple version of inputting data, and that the computer system or the IT system should just be able to come out with a result rather than individually going through every individual person.
A Donegal deputy is again calling on the government to reverse its decision to end the eviction ban. Deputy Pierce Doherty says figures released by the Residential Tenancies Board show 127 notices to quit were served to Donegal-based tenants. He says people are struggling to find accommodation, with one family in the northwest considering sleeping in their car.
Well, I think now it's crystallising for everybody in terms of what is happening out there. We have the RTB, the Residential Tenancy Board, which published figures yesterday, which shows now in the second half of last year, over 127 notices to quit have been given effect or have been issued by landlords. That means that because of the lifting of the eviction ban, which took place on Saturday, that those notices to quit now become live. That's 127 families that are struggling to find places to live. Some of them have been in contact with my own constituency office. I'm sure others have gone to charities. Some are looking desperately to see if there's alternative accommodation. And in one conversation that my office had with a family today, it was a case of that they have nowhere to go. There's nowhere available to them to rent at the price that they can afford. And they're talking to the local authority about sleeping in their car. And, you know, this is just not acceptable that you would have a family in the northwest in that situation. But this was always the reality when the government decided to end its eviction ban without any plan in place. And really, I appeal to the government TDs, two of them in our own county, who backed the ending of this eviction ban, who've left these families high and dry, in my view, that they need to reassess this, that the government needs to reassess this, the need to put in place the ban again, and the need to then buy a little bit of time to make sure that the proper alternatives are in place for these families.
Meanwhile, the Taoiseach says problems with housing will persist no matter who is in government. Leo Varadkar says the cost of materials, shortages in construction workers and planning decisions will continue to constrain housing delivery regardless of who's in charge. It comes as an exodus of landlords are expected to leave the private rental market in the coming months. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says the length of time it's taking is frustrating.
You know, there are real constraints, and unfortunately, and I know people may not want to hear this, but no matter who's in government, those constraints will be there. Availability of service land, things getting stuck in planning, availability of construction workers. And, you know, one of the things we're doing on planning, for example, is a whole new planning bill to speed up the planning process, and a whole new planning court, so things that don't get stuck in court.
35% of homes in Donegal were bought with a mortgage in 2021. Nationally, 63% of homes purchased were with a mortgage, down from a high of 65% in 2019. Michaela Clark has more.
According to CSO figures published today, of the 1,330 people who purchased a property in Donegal in 2021, 460 were mortgage transactions, while 870 people purchased a home without a mortgage. The median cost of a house in 2021 in the county was €160,000 for those with with a mortgage and €122,000 for non-mortgage buyers. The median age of purchasers with a mortgage was 37 and those with no mortgage were 50 years of age. In terms of income, €57,600 was the median earnings of mortgage holders and €41,000 for people buying without a mortgage. The median loan amount across the country in 2021 was €220,000, up from just over €213,000 the year previous.
Builders who are working on the construction of the National Children's Hospital say they're having difficulties finding accommodation for their workers. It comes as the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation has written to the Housing Minister to say affordable accommodation needs to be provided near hospitals. The INMO also warned Minister Dara O'Brien a shortage of suitable accommodation for healthcare staff could delay the opening of the new Children's Hospital on the St James's campus in Dublin 8. Chairperson of the Irish Property Owners Association, Mary Conway, says building contractors are having real difficulties getting suitable accommodation.
The workers who are coming mainly from abroad, and one of the projects would be the window, the glazing, and these are specialist contractors who are coming in from abroad. And I got a call, I think the first Monday back in January, to ask me could I find 10 rooms immediately because they needed to bring guys in because they were under pressure with the project. And then I got a call the same afternoon from another contractor asking me could I find him 15 rooms.
The time is 12 minutes past 5. We'll be back after this short break with the latest in sport.
There's a grand stretch in the evening, Tom says to everyone he meets this time of year, including the fire service, who this evening responded to an electrical fire at Tom's house, caused by the charger he forgot to unplug after having a grand stretch in his online yoga class this afternoon. Not so grand. Thankfully, Tom has a phone watch alarm, which responds to break-ins and smoke in just 15 seconds for only €49. Life is unpredictable. Don't be alarmed. Be phone watched. Offer ends March 19th. Visit phonewatch.ie. Monitoring fees apply.
Electric Ireland Superhomes can help you achieve a cosier, healthier and more energy-efficient home and one with less carbon emissions. They look after your home's retrofit from start to finish, including management of SEAI grants. Visit electricirelandsuperhomes.ie and start your journey to a superhome today. Grants offered are provided by the Government of Ireland through the SEAI.
Don't know if you know Alice and Pat, late 40s, couple of kids, been together 17 years. Never married, of course, but that's not a problem. Until something happens. And suddenly words like unmarried, inheritance, and substantial tax bill enter the equation. You never need proper estate planning. Until you do. That's why the experienced team at McElhenney & Associates are here to help. Find us online or call 074-917-5989. McElhenney & Associates Solicitors, Stranoller.
Sleek, smooth, safe, modern. Oh, you want to hear more? Do you want to drive the most modern car in Donegal? There's a reason why it's our county's favourite car. The brand new diesel Kia Sportage, the multi-award winning SUV, is available at iMotors now. Our team will take care of all of your needs. Visit iMotors.ie or call in to us today. Because how you feel when you drive is important to us.
Boyce Travel Remelton continue to provide quality tours to top attractions including Bloom in the Park, Dublin Zoo and Emerald Park, formerly Tato Park. For details on these and many more tours, see Boyce Tours on Facebook or call 915103.
Gear your club up for the season with a great range of footballs and training equipment from names like O'Neill's, Murphy's, Precision and Mitre at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of sport on Highland Radio. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is approaching 5:15. We're heading over to Kenny for the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. I'm starting with Gaelic Games and the Donegal Derry Ulster Under 20 Football Championship semi-final will be played this Saturday in Owen Beg. With a 4 o'clock throw-in time, Derry won home advantage on a toss of a coin. Following a meeting of the Ulster CCC this morning, it was decided to reschedule the tie. The move will allow five Derry players involved in the senior Derry panel to also play an under-20 competition. The rules state a player can't play both under-20 and senior within a 7-day period. The Derry seniors take on Fermanagh in the senior championship the following Saturday, the 15th of April. Moving on to soccer, and Fulham striker Alexander Mitrovic has been banned for the next 7 games. That was after pushing a referee in their FA Cup defeat at Manchester United. He's also been fined £75,000 by the FA following his red card at Old Trafford last month. Manager Marco Silva has been given a 2-match touchline ban and a £40,000 penalty after he was dismissed in the same game. On the pitch tonight, Chelsea, they're believed to want to speak to as many as 7 managers as they look to fill the vacancy caused by the sacking of Graham Potter. Bruno Salter is in temporary charge with Liverpool visiting Stamford Bridge tonight. The tandem of Mike Stowell and Adam Sadler have the reins at Leicester after they sacked Brendan Rodgers. They're at home to Aston Villa. Bournemouth, they entertain Brighton. And struggling pair Leeds United and Nottingham Forest, they meet at Elland Road. In other news, reports in France claim that this will be Lionel Messi's last season at Paris Saint-Germain. The World Cup winner turns 35 in the summer, and PSG have the option of triggering an optional year of his contract. However, RMC report that relations between Messi and the club's hierarchy have become strained, with an exit the most likely outcome. Switzerland, they have been named as hosts of the 2025 Women's European Championships. The country's been chosen ahead of bids from France, Poland and a joint effort between Denmark, Finland, Norway and Sweden. England, they're the current holders of a trophy following their extra time triumph over Germany at Wembley last summer. In transfer news, Luke Shaw's signed a 4-year contract extension, keeping up Manchester United until 2027. The England internationals won the Europa League and the EFL Cup since moving to Old Trafford from Southampton 9 years ago. And Championship side Reading, they've been deducted 6 points after failing to comply with spending rules. The sanctions been imposed by the EFL after a previous suspended punishment that was handed out in November 2021. In cricket, Ireland managed to remove both Bangladesh openers before the close of day one of their test in Mirpur. The hosts ended the day on 34 for 2 with Andy McBrien and Mark Adair taking the wickets. Harry Tector top scored with a half century as Ireland were bowled out for 214 in their first innings. In rugby, Ulster have tied down a trio of players with new contracts. Prop Andy Warwick, flanker Dave McCann and winger Ben Moxham will all remain at the sports ground until at least the summer of 2025. In snooker, Aaron Hill is through to the second round of the World Championship qualifiers in Sheffield. The Corkman completed a 10-3 win over Thailand's Bipat Siripaporn to set up a meeting with Michael White. Michael Judge lost his first round match 10-2 to Austria's Florian Nassel. And later on this evening, Yall's Ross Bullman will resume 5-4 up on Barry Pinches. In boxing, Amir Khan has been handed a 2-year ban by the UK anti-doping. The suspension comes after the Englishman tested positive for a prohibited substance after his fight with Cale Brook last year. Khan, who has since retired from boxing, accepted he broke anti-doping rules but said he did not do so intentionally. An independent tribunal ruled out deliberate or reckless conduct by the 36-year-old. Finally, in tennis, 22-time Grand Slam tennis champion Rafa Nadal will miss the upcoming Monte Carlo Masters. The Spaniard continues to recover from a hip problem he picked up at the Australian Open in January. Nadal says he won't be ready to return to the tournament that he's won 11 times previously. That's your sport. It's back to Donna Marie.
Thanks, Kenny. And now heading back over to news. Gardaí have launched an investigation into the theft of 4 Charolais heifers from land of Cash Lennon in the area of Kilmacrenan. The animals are believed to have been stolen between 4 p.m. on Friday afternoon last and midday on Saturday. Two are white full-bred weanling heifers and the other are 2 crossbred weanling heifers, one of which is snow white and the other brown. Gardaí and Milford are appealing for any information. Meanwhile, motorists are reminded to drive responsibly and never to drive under the influence. It comes as Gardaí will be conducting high visibility checkpoints across Donegal this coming bank holiday weekend. Garda Niall Maguire says the sad reality is there tends to be more road tragedies on bank holiday weekends.
bank holidays in Donegal are never good when it comes to road accidents. Unfortunately, they bring a much higher volume of traffic because of our sort of nature of our tourist area, and it's traditionally been a bad time for us in Donegal. We've had many fatalities on specifically on bank holiday weekend. So please, I would love it to. If we didn't have to knock on somebody's door this coming week to bring bad news. So just, you know, time's precious for everyone. So please use the roads responsibly. Our key messages are slow down, wear your seatbelt, and never ever drink or drug drive. And, you know, mobile phones can wait until you get to your destination, mm-hmm. or pull over if you need to look at a message or take a phone call. And if you've been drinking, it's never safe to drive. Be careful the morning after. Don't risk it. As always, we have a road safety plan in place, and the roads police unit will be conducting high visibility speed and drink driving and drug driving checkpoints over the weekend.
Investigations are continuing after a man was assaulted in Letterkenny last week. At around 11:40 p.m. on Wednesday night at the Lower Main Street area of the town, a man is believed to have been attacked outside a licensed premises by another man. He was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment to injuries sustained, which are not believed to be life-threatening. Gardaí are appealing to anyone with information, including dashcam footage, to contact them in Letterkenny. The head of NATO says the addition of Finland as a member has shown Russia that the war in Ukraine is backfiring. The Nordic country will become the 31st partner in the military alliance at a flag-raising ceremony which took place this afternoon. Finland shares a border with Russia. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Vladimir Putin's aim was to damage NATO, but his actions have only strengthened it.
He wanted less NATO along his borders. He wanted to close NATO's door, no more NATO membership for any more countries in Europe. He's getting exactly the opposite.
Police in Derry are investigating reports of a theft from a commercial premises on Victoria Road in Derry, during which a number of personal items and accessories were reported stolen. Sometime between 8 a.m. and 11 p.m. on Saturday last, clothes and accessories, including a black dress, designer Balenciaga Triple S trainers, Bella Blanca perfume and a sum of cash, are reported to have been taken from the premises. Police are urging anyone who has offered these type of items for sale in a suspicious circumstance to get in touch. Meanwhile, police are also investigating a report of a burglary at a house at the Hollymount Park in the Waterside area yesterday, during which cash was taken. Police say the money was in a blue cash box taken from a bedroom sometime between 9:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. It is reported that a bank card was also taken. The President has signed the Work-Life Balance Bill into law. The Irish Congress of Trade Unions has welcomed the move. The new law provides the right for a request for remote working to all employees and the right to request flexible working for parents and carers. There is also a provision for paid domestic violence leave, as well as entitlements to breastfeeding breaks. And Gardaí have agreed to fully police the US President's visit to Ireland next week, despite threats of a blue flu over an ongoing rostering dispute. However, sergeants and inspectors will take industrial action if a resolution is not found. Ellen Butler has more.
The threat of industrial action during Joe Biden's visit to Ireland next week has been front and centre at the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors annual conference in Salt Hill in Galway. The group claims Garda Commissioner Drew Harris is refusing to honour a commitment to return to pre-COVID rostering arrangements and is prematurely trying to bring the matter to the Workplace Relations Commission instead of using internal mediation mechanisms first. The 150 delegates at the AGSI's conference have today agreed to cooperate under protest during President Biden's visit, and to also take one day of action a month until August. The possibility of a blue flu is also still on the table. While not legally allowed to strike, sergeants and inspectors plan to withdraw their labour on a yet unconfirmed date in future if no resolution is found. General Secretary of the AGSI, Antoinette Cunningham, says the Commissioner is being unreasonable.
The Commissioner himself is the one with a fixed position now, saying that it's the WRC or nothing. So the Commissioner, we would urge him to try and find a forum where we can all get into dialogue.
However, Commissioner Drew Harris tells a different story.
I view that I've been incredibly patient in terms of the internal mechanisms. As I say, we had 64 full days of meetings, and I had a negotiation team there, four chief superintendents. It seems pointless to me to keep on going back to the same process which has failed.
With both sides steadfast in their positions, there's no end to the impasse in sight.
Donald Trump's legal team has said he's expected to plead not guilty when he appears in court this evening. It's the first time ever a former US president has faced criminal charges. With more, here's Andrew Louth.
I will forever support this beautiful man who saved our country one time, and he's going to do it again.
A supporter outside Trump Tower in Manhattan as the former US president awaits his arraignment later. This landmark case relates to alleged hush money payments made to the porn star Stormy Daniels during the presidential campaign in 2016. He denies any wrongdoing. Lawyer Julie Rendleman says it could be the start of a number of cases against him.
Some believe that this case is going to open the floodgates for them to come forward. And if their cases are stronger, this case will almost disappear and the other cases will take more precedent.
While Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says there has been nothing not extraordinary about Donald Trump's presidency.
Don't be surprised if he still wins the Republican nomination despite all this and of course much more serious charges in Georgia than in New York. And look, it's certainly makes politics more interesting, but I'm glad we don't have that here.
No digital devices or laptops will be allowed in court, while photographers will have to leave once proceedings get underway at around 7 o'clock this evening, Irish time.
And looking now to weather. Cloudy and breezy this evening with outbreaks of rain. Tonight will be cloudy and wet with further outbreaks of rain, heavy at times in places. Lowest temperatures of 7 to 9 degrees, mostly moderate to southerly winds. To conclude this evening's news, the state has recorded a deficit of 2.1 billion euro for the first 3 months of this year. Gardaí believe a weekend fire which destroyed two truck cabs in Newton Cunningham was started deliberately. Gardaí are seeking to identify three people dressed in dark clothing seen fleeing a housing estate in Lifford after a number of windows of the house were smashed. And retired health workers in Donegal say they will return to Manor Hamilton next week to protest at the fact that pension rises to which they have been entitled to since last year have not yet been implemented. That's all for now. We'll be back again with more news updates with the 6 o'clock headlines. And until then, good evening. The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, April 4th. The death has occurred of Breed Logue, Nick Hawley, Town Parks Rafoe, and formerly of Talla Hill, Belmullet, County Mayo. Wake is strictly private to family only, at the request of the deceased. Funeral leaving her late residence at Town Parks Rafoe on Thursday morning at 10:20 a.m. going to St. Eunan's Church Rafoe for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live online via the parish webcam. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice or Mary's Meals, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Owen McCullough, 156 Brookfield Terrace, Mallin. Owen's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home on Thursday afternoon at 12:15 p.m. for 1 p.m. funeral service in St. Mary's Church, Lag, Mallin, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the Coronary Care Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. Owen's funeral service can be viewed live on the Mallin Head Community Facebook page. The death has taken place of Kathleen Doherty, 3 Millfield Buncrana, and formerly of Cairn Mallin, Mallin Head. Remains are reposing at her late residence in Cairn Mallin in Mallin Head. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 p.m. going to the Star of the Sea Chapel, Mallin Head, for Requiem Mass at 2 p.m. with interment afterwards in Lag Cemetery, Malin. The unexpected death has taken place of 5-year-old Caden Coyle McGeady, Chapel Road, Brinlack. His remains are reposing at his home this evening and from 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Rosary at 8 p.m. nightly. House private after rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral service in Chapubble, Colmkill, Knockfalla, on Thursday morning at 11 a.m. with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral service can be viewed live on Kieran Rortry, funeral director's Facebook page. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu to the children's ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Kieran Rortry, funeral director. The death has taken place of Yvonne Hoynes, Nee O'Gorman, 15 Old Mill Court, Sion Mills, reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills, at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Multiple System Atrophy, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on churchmedia.tv. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.